is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I guess it's the bliss. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains Studio A, your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet via satellite. And wherever you are, you can listen on your smartphone. Yep, there's a free smartphone application. You can download it at GCNlive.com, Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. So if you'd like to revisit something that you heard on this broadcast, share this broadcast with friends and family, you may. Absolutely free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Meetup Monday. Monday at Ziggy's, 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. We're going to learn about quail, raising quail, quail eggs, quail meat for food, that's survival food, and lowering your food costs. Quail and rabbits just may be your best alternative. Today, water. We're going to learn about water. Casey Mustin of Hewitt Messenger, a Nixa, Missouri company, is with us. Casey specializes in water, from drilling the wells to designing and installing the pumping and storage systems. Add to that the filtration and treatment, and there you have it, A to Z, water. Class, you know that 3/4 of the Earth's surface is covered with water. Most of that is salt water. We're going to talk about what's in water, how to treat it. And you know, many people who come to the expo and to the meetups are thinking about rainwater collection systems. What I'm talking about is a roof that leads to a gutter, that leads to a leader, that leads to a 55-gallon drum or larger. Water collection. Do you want to collect rain from your roof? Do you really want to do that? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the risks. We're going to talk about water filtration. We're going to talk about water for survival and everyday use. Welcome, Casey Mustin.
Thank you, Vince.
Hey, Casey, you know, what about that? What about water collecting it from the roof? Seriously, so many people think that we're going to have a serious water shortage in our lifetimes. Not of water necessarily, but of potable drinking water.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's going to be, there's lots of water, but it's water that's going to be safe to consume. You know, I do have a rain barrel on my home, but I don't use it for the garden. I use it for, you know, the other plants outside, mm-hmm. and that's it. Now, there are many methods of filtration. You can collect rainwater and use it for a numerous array of uses, but I would absolutely suggest considering some kind of filtration, whether you've got a sand filter or a multi-barrier where you've got sand and carbon to filter that water, and if you're going to use it for the garden. And to drink it, man, you better pressurize it and put it through some extreme filtration. Ultrafiltration, like reverse osmosis or distillation, before you even consider drinking it.
Casey, you mentioned a sand filter. Now, years ago, the technology was available, even as far back as the early 1960s, where sand-based filters were used to filter swimming pool water. And all it really was sand that that you pump the water through a sand bed,
mm-hmm.
and the large particles were trapped by the sand, and then you'd back flush the water in the reverse direction, and all of those particles and chunks of debris would be removed and lifted back out of the sand, and you could reuse that sand. Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of filtration you're talking about, just plain old sand?
Well, it's a very, very similar. Like right now, for example, in the Amazon, they've got, you know, third world country conditions, and that's kind of like what we're looking at in the worst case scenario. We're in that condition. So in Amazon, they pull the water straight out of the river. And you can imagine all the living parasites and organisms that are just freely moving around in this water. And basically, they don't have the high-tech filtration equipment that we have, but they have large barrels. And what they'll do is they'll build a biosand filter. And basically, they fill up this large container with clean sand. And as they start to use this filter, it improves over time. The more they use it, the cleaner the water becomes because it builds these layers of biofilm. And this biofilm actually acts as a screen or a filter for biological material. And as it passes through this film and all this sand, it is greatly, greatly clarified, and you reduce a lot of those natural organisms moving around in the water and free-floating sediments.
Okay, so how effective is that against, is that effective against bacteria?
Well, not to an extreme case, but, I mean, just like Montezuma's Revenge, you know, the people that live in those areas, their systems are more adapt to those bacteria and natural living things in the water, so they don't have as much of a problem as, say, one of us that goes down to visit and we get deathly ill.
Sure. Okay. So it will help if you're a native or if you're accustomed to it. But what about us, Casey? For what do we do? Let's assume that we're concerned about a water shortage. Let's assume that could happen because of a power grid down condition. So now those of us who have wells, we can't pump the water out of our wells unless we have a generator or some kind of emergency power system. Or let's say, and it also would impact the city now, wouldn't it? The city water.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they need electricity to pump the water. So those who live in the city, if you think that you just turn on that water faucet, if there's a grid down situation, at some point the water's going to stop. So what do we do, Casey?
Well, depend on yourself. Don't depend on some large infrastructure to try to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Number one would be to have a good quality well, some kind of source that you can draw your water from. Typically, you know, well water, depending on the time of the year, is going to be around 50 degrees. Those wells typically don't like to harbor bacteria. But, you know, having a good plan of what you're going to do when the power does go out, whether you've got some holding tanks, whether you've got a spring coming out of the hill that you can collect water from and then possibly pressurize it and run it through a stage of filters. Everybody's situation is a little bit different. And not only is that situation different of where you can draw that water from, but the water itself is different. So you really have to be specific into your drinking water needs as well as the water that you are able to collect, because it's all going to be different.
Casey, for those of us who have farms, we have wells.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have multiple wells. Some of us have ponds. So let's say that there's a person, in the city. Do we store water? Do we take that water that comes from the tap and store it for the short term so that we can get to a more permanent solution later on? Is that what we do?
Yeah, I think that is a pivotal part of it is being able to sustain yourself for X amount of time until you can come up with something better.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what I've done. Casey, there's In the Ozarks, you can buy a 330-gallon plastic tote. And what they're used for initially, it's like frosting for cakes or oils for making cookies. And these great big, roughly 4 feet by 4 feet by 4 foot, you know, cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a metal cage around them, and you can actually stack one on top of the other. So I have two of those. So I have two times 330 gallons. I paid about $100 a piece for them, and I'm going to put them in our garage. Actually, they're in our garage right now, and I'm going to plumb them so I can fill them with water. They have a valve at the bottom, and I can shut it off. So I'll have two times roughly 300 gallons of water for whenever I need it. And now that won't last very long because we've got, you know, over 100 head of cows.
Mm-hmm.
And they drink 30 gallons a day each. So that that amount of water that I have is really nothing compared to what I need. But for us, it would last quite a while. So for $100, class, you can do something like that. You can get these used containers. What do you think about doing that, Casey?
Well, it's absolutely a great idea. You know, it's part of the being prepared is to have water on hand. If you can't get it out of a well, if the city's not able to provide it anymore, you've got something there to get you some extra time to get to a good water source where that you can be sustainable. You know, taking care of the animals, yeah, that's another big part of it. If you've got, you know, agriculture, you've got animals that are going to be dependent on food, and that's going to feed you too. So you got to be able to take care of them. The only thing you could do any better besides that, just storing the water, is to elevate the water so that you can create some natural pressure from grade.
Mm-hmm. That is the plan. And where I have these tanks is elevated from the basement. And what I'm going to do is just plumb it right into our existing water system so that if I go into the basement, I just turn on I open the valve from these tanks. I shut off the valve from the well, and now I have this column of water, which would be about 10 feet tall, so I'd raise it up so it's 10 feet, and I'd have low pressure out of the faucet in the basement with the plumbing that already exists. Class, you can do the same thing. You really can. $100 for the tanks each, and let's say $100 for some plumbing. Do-it-yourself project, you can probably get it done in a weekend. Casey Mustin, Hewitt Messenger. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 27th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $14,1890. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,6971, $734.85 for a half ounce, or $367.43 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,6971, $734.85, and $367.43.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Casey Mustin's with us, and he's with Hewitt Messenger Well Drilling. And I'm going to give you a telephone number. If you decide that you'd like to call him, talk to him after the broadcast, let me give you that number. It's area code 417-725-8816. 417-725-8816. Hewitt Messenger is in Nixa, Missouri. Casey, we know that from previous classes with you that water is a universal solvent. We wash our hands with it. We take a shower with it. It removes the grime off us. We can make that process a little easier by using soap with the water. But it is a universal solvent, and it dissolves pretty much everything that it comes in contact with. Now, because of that, water as a universal solvent dissolves whatever it comes in contact with in the ground. When we pull it out of the ground, it dissolves what it comes in contact with as it runs down the curbs and the sides of streets. It picks up the oil from the crankcase drippings on the roads, and that ultimately ends up into our drinking water supply.
And
so let's talk about So let's talk about water filtration. We started out with a very simple gravity-fed sand filtration system. We added some carbon, which is charred wood, if you will. And can we make our own filter, a very simple filter?
Absolutely.
Can you take us through that? And then let's go on from a very simple filter, make it a little more complex, one that we can build at home, do-it-yourself project, and then let's get into the other more sophisticated, commercially available systems for our homes and businesses.
So your basic off-the-grid filter system would be easiest to construct out of 5-gallon buckets or 50-gallon buckets. If you had optimal would be stainless steel because mm-hmm. there's such a concern with BPAs. But these buckets will let you contain, you know, a different aggregate, and aggregate meaning sand, gravel, carbon. You can actually produce your own activated carbon. and just a, it's a multi-layer or multi-barrier filtration. And you can use gravity to feed water from your first stage, would be the roughest aggregate, maybe a pea gravel. And then as it filters through that pea gravel, you would have a hole in the bottom of the bucket going into the next bucket. And that might have sand in it. And then after it filters through all that sand, it could go into the next bucket, which would have carbon. And by the time it's done with all of that filtration, you're going to have a much better quality water to consume. And that's, you know, that's your worst case scenario. That's off grid. You're not able to pressurize. You're just using gravity to basically do what nature does.
Okay. So now if we had, let's say we were concerned about biological contaminants, could we take a few drops of chlorine, put that chlorine in the water that we are going to then pour into our first level of filtration, the gravel. So let it set with chlorine, non-scented, non-lemon scent, just plain old chlorine bleach, few drops in that 5-gallon bucket. Let it sit covered for, I don't know, 10 minutes, and then pour it through the gravel, and then from the gravel let it drip into the sand filtration, and ultimately through the carbon that we've built.
Yeah, that's a great process. You do need a little bit of contact time, so you would want to let that water set in that chlorine for a little while. I'd say I'd let it at least sit in there for 30, 45 minutes, maybe an hour at minimum.
Okay.
Then you can pour it into that multi-barrier. And the beauty of it, if you actually have carbon on the back side of it, carbon's going to strip the chlorine out after it's already sterilized.
There you go. Now, do you have some thoughts on how to make that carbon?
Biocarbon, you can produce it by a gasifier. Basically a gasifier, you create a fire, and then you force oxygen out of this fire, which keeps your wood from turning into ash.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So can we do that by putting, let's say, some kind of a non-galvanized bucket in a flame?
Yes.
Okay. So basically you're trying to put some wood in a bucket, in a flame, and the heat will drive, will leave you with carbon. And you can then crush that and put that into your water filtration system. Casey Mustin's with us, Hewitt Messenger. We're going to be right back. Now we're going to talk about more sophisticated water filtration.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Casey Mustin's with us, and we're talking about water. We talked about the basic water filtration system, how to build one during the first two segments. And now we're talking about a more sophisticated system. Casey, if we're concerned about the radiation coming from Fukushima in the air, landing on our ground right here in the United States, North America, what can we do about that if we are concerned? By the way, are you concerned about this, or is it just me and a few of the others?
Well, if it's in the air, it's in our water, it's in our food, it's everywhere. To filter radiation from water is extremely difficult. There are some new products on the market right now. Fukushima inspired a new cartridge, which is a standard 10-inch cartridge that can be used in any whole house filter housing. And it has been tested and proven to be able to remove radioactive material from the water. This filter is called TRAP, T-R-A-P, radiation filter. It's a countertop model. I believe that they were saying it's good for about 150 gallons. which doesn't sound like a lot of water, but once you're drinking, you know, what, eight ounces or so per serving, it can last you. The longest, the most longevity that I can see is basically being able to remove the dust that's connected to this radiation. And basically what we're talking about is rainfall. So the rain is picking up the dust and all this debris floating in the air, and the radiation is actually attached to this dust. So if we can remove the dust, we can remove these small particles from the water, we can greatly reduce any kind of negative effect it would have on us. And that's on a whole house level, where you can shower, you can brush your teeth, you can do all these things, and carbon has been proven to be very effective in that.
So, Casey, if we have a carbon block type filter, are we more secure in, or more, do we have a greater degree of safety in removing those radioactive isotopes and elements and compounds from our water? Is that what you're saying?
As long as it's activated carbon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And a granular activated carbon would be even a bigger improvement.
Okay. So, class, we can make these. We can make these ourselves. And, Casey, you said that that the Trap 10-inch standard size cartridge for the whole house will remove up to the radiation up to 150 gallons.
Yep.
So let me see if I've got this right. That's the same size filter that goes in the whole house housings. And can we plumb that, Casey, so that we have one of those that has, let's say we want to put it under our kitchen sink, and we can run a separate water spigot, if you will, for drinking water only? Can we do that?
Absolutely. I do it often with reverse osmosis.
Oh, okay. So what are we talking about? If someone were to buy the items him or herself to do this, what would they need, and what would it roughly cost to make this little system as an add-on to their kitchen sink? So we're talking about a separate faucet that you can fill a glass or a pot of water if you want to boil some pasta or make some soup or cook some vegetables, and I guess that's what we'd want to use this for, right? And drinking.
I found this Trap radiation filter actually as a countertop model.
Okay.
Which has the housing and the faucet directly on top of the countertop. So it's portable. You can take it with you. If you wanted to hard plumb it in, basically you're just going to add a small little $50 faucet, drill a hole in the countertop or the sink area, and you would run a single water line off of the cold water tap so that you've got filtered cold water for your cooking and drinking.
Okay. Well, are we talking about less than $100?
Yeah, the countertop model was less than $100 I saw online. To have a plumber come in and do the work for you, you might be looking at another $100, $150 for labor and parts. But
okay.
Very minimal.
There you go. Okay, T-R-A-P, Trap.
Trap.
Okay, so Casey, what do we do for more sophisticated commercial filtration of our water? And let me tell you where I'm going with this. I have a well, and I believe yesterday that the water was fine. But I don't know about today. I believe that the water from the municipal water supplies was probably okay yesterday. You know, it has fluorine or fluoride, and it has chlorine, and it has all kinds of other toxins in the water. But, you know, they would say it's generally acceptable. Okay, but it could be worse today. We're looking at a possible conflict with Syria. There may be some pollutants added to our municipal water supplies that we don't know about. Well, how do we make sure that at our homes we are protected?
We break it down into two categories, point of entry and point of use.
Okay.
Point of entry means we can filter the entire house. And there's many, many, many different options and cartridges and machines that will filter, purify, and treat a huge array of problems. And point of use, of course, is kind of like going back to what we said with a single tap at the kitchen sink for just your drinking and cooking needs. But at point of entry, we have to be able to pressurize that. We have to be able to push that water through those filters to make those machines work. So we got to have power or a way to pressurize. We can go into details on that, but I'm going to jump right into the filters. So whole house filtration, you can first off, you want to know what your problem is. If you've got sand or sediment, you want to focus your first stage on treating the heavy particles, because if you don't, you put a nice carbon block filter in there and you try to run a bunch of clay or heavy sediments through it, well, it's going to foul that carbon filter up in no time. And that can be extremely expensive and not a good scenario. So you want to think about what's in the water and how you can stage those filters to remove the impurities that you're concerned with. So basic inline filters, they've got a huge array of micron ratings. Typically, I use a 5 micron, whether it be a sediment filter or a carbon filter. And, you know, in different situations, that micron rating might have to go up just to have better longevity. But those filters, they make, carbon block filters, where it's an extruded piece of carbon. They make granular activated carbon filters, which is a loose granular material. Those do fantastic. We call them taste and odor filters because they absorb all kinds of organics and pollutants that make their water taste not like it should, not pure. From basic inline sediment filters and carbon filters, we start looking at mechanical filters. And these would be machines that can use air injection or an array of different medias to treat things like iron, or actually there's a media that will help take care of radiation that I was reading about. There's green sand, there's Phylox, there's Zeoprep, there's all these different things that are collected for water filtration, and they all have a very specific use and problems to fix. And at the very end of all of that, generally after you've got the minerals removed, the gases removed, if you've got sulfur or something like that in there, typically I'd like to use ultraviolet, which is going to kill bacteria continuously as the water moves through the system. And they take very little maintenance or are highly effective.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the National Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Okay. Hang on a second. Okay. Thank you. Casey, how does that work when you use ultraviolet light?
Well, basically, we're able to sterilize bacteria. Mm-hmm. So we're rendering it harmless to the human body. It's still there. It's just not alive where it can hurt us anymore. We filter down to 5 microns before we do any kind of ultraviolet, because the bacteria can actually hold on to this little particle and hide behind it.
Interesting. Okay, so this is that bluish, whitish light that we see sometimes in restaurants, and we see sometimes behind the deli counters, and we see them at Sam's Club, right, where they serve their pizza and drinks and so forth. And we just pass the water through that. So it's a commercially available device.
Oh, yeah. It's used in wastewater treatment. It's used in heating and cooling.
Mm-hmm.
It's widely distributed now, and it's been proven to be highly effective in keeping your water safe to drink.
Okay. And what does one of those units cost, Kate?
They make several different models out there. I sell a unit that starts out about $750.
Okay.
Yearly maintenance is going to be changing a bulb, and those bulbs range in price from $50 to upwards of a couple $100. My bulbs cost $96.
And these bulbs last about a year, is that what you're saying?
12 months is the recommended change time, and that's through the manufacturer. They say that those bulbs can potentially, you know, be effective and kill bacteria for a little bit longer. But when we're talking about bacteria and consuming, you don't want to risk it.
I agree. And when we come back, Casey, let's talk about some of the items that you should have. So, for example, how many people will have a filtration system installed and not get the maintenance replaceable items? How many will do that? And so what do you recommend that we start with, and what do you recommend we keep? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Casey Mustin's with us. Casey, let me give out your contact information. You can go to area code 417-725-8816, 417-725-8816, and that's Hewitt Messenger. And there's someone there right now. The office staff is ready to connect you. If you'd like to call and get some information after the broadcast, which will be at the top of the hour, you can call Casey. Casey, a couple of quick questions in the few remaining minutes that we have. When someone buys a water filtration system, do you recommend, as I do, that they should have spares, replacement components, filters, and so forth?
Absolutely.
And what would they be?
Absolutely. Just, you know, if you're using a whole house filter, to have some spare cartridges set aside, a good idea to have, an extra O-ring or two. If you can't get the thing to seal, it's hard to get water back on.
You're right.
Good idea to keep a little bit of chlorine around. If you see a little bit of slime build up inside those cartridges, or I like to look in the back of toilet tanks a lot because they never get cleaned. If you see some slimy matter starting to grow there, it's a good idea to sterilize the system. So it's good to have a little bit of chlorine around. Really just basic maintenance. Be aware of what your water is pumping up and how frequently you need to change those filters, and it'll really save you a lot of headache in the long run.
Casey, let me see if I've got this right. You're talking about chlorine. So if you have a whole house filter, and here's what I've done in the past, and please criticize me if you think that this is crazy. I have poured chlorine into the whole house filter, into the whole canister, and then I have opened the faucets slowly all over the house and let that chlorinated water mixture sit in the pipes for a few hours, and then I thoroughly rinse the pipes. That's something that I've done for a very, very long time, probably since the 1960s. Do you recommend that, assuming that you can rinse the pipes thoroughly and get the chlorine out of the pipes?
Absolutely. It's not a bad thing at all. We regularly sterilize wells. I recommend folks test their water regularly, whether it's once a year, once every 6 months, especially if you've had a problem before. But we sterilize wells, we'll shock that well, and we'll do that exact same process. We'll run that water through all the plumbing in the home until you can smell the chlorine coming out of tap, hot water and cold water, indoor and outdoor. So you're sterilizing the entire system, because that bacteria, it will work its way back in if you miss a line. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, but I think it's a great process. And just like you said, I don't like chlorine unless there is a problem. So if you see some sliminess, or you're starting to pick up a little bit of odor through the water, or it's just been a while, you know, it's a good process.
Casey, I've looked whenever I wanted to buy a home, and I've bought many over my lifetime. The first thing I do when I go inside the house, or one of the first things, is I lift up that toilet tank lid and I look at the water. And a lot of times it tells me when the house was built, because the toilet is usually, you know, added at the same time that the house is built. And there's the date stamp on them. So you can generally get a feel for, you know, at least how old the toilet is. The other thing is I look at the condition of the water in there. And you're right. I have seen slimy black, and I'm thinking, man, oh, man, the last thing I want to do is have a glass of water out of these pipes, you know, without sterilizing them. And it kind of tells me the condition of the well also, or the community water supply. So I'm with you there. And I have also seen toilet tanks that are absolutely pristine. But you can smell the chlorine in the water.
Oh, yeah.
In those pristine tanks. So, Casey, we need to have some spare filters, some O-rings for our whole house water filter. It's absolutely, in my opinion, crazy not to have at least a 5-micron whole house water filter, which is what you've recommended, and that's what you have at your home, correct?
That's right.
There you go. Casey Mustin, Hewitt Messenger. Let me give you the number, 417-725-8816. 417-725-8816. Casey drills the wells. He puts the holes in the ground, puts the well pumps in the holes, adds the pipes, runs the lines to the house, connects and designs the systems for water treatment, water filtration, from the beginning to the end. Casey knows how to do it. He has done it. He's an expert. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor. Casey, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Vince. I'd love to talk next time about solar pumps.
Solar pumps. Let's do it. Next time, solar pumps. You're on.
Wonderful.
Class coming up. Michael Evans, Syria. What's going on? We'll be right back.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, although he filled posts in the State Department for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of Religious Freedom Ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.